All right, Rabbi, say good morning. Let us begin. Baruch Shem, a beautiful, beautiful daf ahead of us today. Begin by thanking our sponsors, our Talmud Torah sponsors for the month of Tishrei, Steve and Terry Zinn, in memory of their parents, Tzvi Hirsch Ben Yosef HaKoin, Yentl Mindel Bas David HaLevi, Bunim Tzvi Ben Chaim, and Devorah Bas Yisrael Yoel. Our week of learning sponsors Brian and Melanie Levine in honor of the Kila with Hakara Sato for all of the Shi'urim. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu bless us all with continued opportunities to share His Holy Torah and the merits of Hashem come closer to Him. Ira and Miriam Grossman for dedicating the Shi'urim this week in memory of Ira's father, Melvin Melech Ben Azriel. We hope then in the merit of our Talmud Torah, the Neshamos will have an Aliyah and the family Zeinacham. And Rabbosi, with that, let us begin. A lot to do today. Sorry. Sorry, just a lot of devices. Baruch Hashem. Okay, so we are picking up today's daf in Meretz Hashem is Samech Aleph 61, and we are picking up in Meretz Hashem on 60b Samech Aleph Beis. Actually, a lot to do. So we're picking up on Samech Aleph Beis. Ma sheniskar hu mafsid. So we'll say, I think I have it under control. Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you. Ma sheniskar hu mafsid. So remember again, the Mishnah said that halacha lemaisa, when you go ahead and you extend your tchum in one direction, whatever you gain in one direction, you lose in another direction. So it says the Yemar Masha Niskar Vesulo. Is that true? It's just whatever you gain, or as we'll say. So the Mishnah makes it sound like it's a direct relationship. So, you know, for every Amma you gain, let's say, for example, in the east, you go ahead and you lose an Amma in the west. Says the Gemara, is that true? That's it. Tanya, Hanosin, I say, Rabbi Zochi, Burashal Yer, Lo Asav Lo Klom. The person goes ahead and puts their Erev inside of the Ibor. So remember, again, we spoke about this yesterday already. Person puts their Erev within the 70 and 2/3 Amma boundary right outside the city. Afilu, so the Gemara says, Lo Asav Lo Klom. So we'll say that's irrelevant. We spoke about this before. Because Halacha Lemaisa, anyway, your tchum is only counted from the edge of the ibor, right? It begins being counted at the 70 and 2/3 mark. So placing your erev inside the 70 and 2/3 doesn't really do or accomplish anything. Thank you. Doesn't accomplish anything. Says the Gemara, however, nas no chutz liibura, but if you go and you place your erev outside of the 70 and 2/3 amas, afilu ama achos, mistakir osa ama. So we'll say, but if you go ahead and you place your eruv outside of the even an ama outside of the 70 and 2/3 amas, so you go ahead and you gain an additional ama. So we'll say, so remember again, just to illustrate, very simple is what we've been learning this entire time. You have 2,000 amas from the edge of the city. What we've been introduced to is the concept that edge of the city doesn't actually just mean edge of the city. Rather, what does edge of the city mean? 70 and 2/3 amas from the edge of the city. Now, obviously, if you wanted, so if you put your Erev within the 70 and 2/3 amas, that Erev hasn't accomplished anything. Because anyway, you're counting the 2,000 from the edge of the 70 and 2/3. But if you go ahead and you place your Erev outside of the 70 and 2/3, that's when you begin to extend your tchum. So if you were to go ahead and, let's say, place it an amma outside of the 70 and 2/3 amas, saloch alamaisa, you would gain more, we're doing this in the east, you would gain additional amas in the east. But for every amma that you gain in the east, osama umafsides kolair kula. So you go ahead, but on the west side, you would go ahead and lose the entire city. So we'll say this is actually very interesting. So what the Gemara is suggesting is the following. So imagine the following situation. You want to extend your tchum to the east. So what you do is you go ahead, you measure, right, you go to the 70 and 2/3 amas outside of the city. Outside of the city. That's really where you begin to measure your tchum. You then go ahead and place your Erev an amma outside of the 70 and 2/3. Beautiful. So now you'll begin to measure your tchum from the east side. What the Brice is now suggesting, Rabosei, is you lose everything on the west side. So what that means is, You have 2,000 amas, obviously, from your home to the west also. But that 2,000 amas is calculated from your home and not from the edge of the city on the west side. Which means that when you make an Eruv to the east, you're not only losing. See, the Mishnah makes it sound like for every amma you gain in the east, you lose an amma in the west. The Brash just pointed out, no, that's not true. You lose a lot more. For every amma you gain in the east, you've lost the entire city in the west. See, Rabbi Osai, remember, before you make an Eruv, you have 2,000 ammas in every direction as measured from where? As measured from where? From the edge of the city. Once you decide to make an Eruv in a particular direction, and you place that Eruv outside of the 70 and 2/3 Ibor of the year of the city, the Bryce is suggesting you lose the city on every other side. So that now, if you want to go out and you want to measure your westward Tchum, halacha lemaaseh, you have to start from your home. And if it ends 2,000 amas inside of the city, that's where it ends. So we'll say, so which one is this? So Kasha. So says the Gemara. But say everything depends when you. So again, let's keep with the same case. I'm extending my tchum to the east. So now again, Abba say when I want to see what my tchum to the west is, I'm going to count 2,000 amas from my home. And here's what everything depends on. If halacha lemaisa, the 2,000 amas in the west end in the middle of the city, then that's where they end. If the tchum ends outside of the city, then the entire city on the west side is reckoned as dalet amas, as we'll see in just a moment. And halacha lemaisa, I continue to count from the edge of the city and onward. So interestingly enough, the Gemara is making a fascinating distinction. If you extend your Eruv to the east, it's true that you lose tchum to the west. How much? Depends on how much of the city to the west there is. If when counting 2,000 amas you end inside of the city, that's what you got. That's what you got. If however your 2,000 amas ends outside of the city, then Einachinami, the city itself, is going to be reckoned only as Dalet Amas, and you'll continue counting from the edge of the city and honor. Ukudrav Idi. If a person is measuring his tchum, the kalsim idasa bechatzia year, so we'll say in general, a person is measuring his tchum, and his tchum is 2,000 amas end in the middle of a particular city. Then what's the halacha? So the Gemara says, "Eino elachatzia year." That's where your tchum ends. That's all you have. Kalsim idasa besofa year. But we'll say, let's say a person is measuring his tchum. So we actually had this case before. I live in city A, and I'm measuring my tchum 2,000 amas. And happens to be that 2,000 amas ends in the middle of city B. That's where it ends. So Rav Idi Bar Abin says, okay, if it ends in the middle of city B, that's where your tchum ends. However, besofayir, but let's say I will say my tchum ends at the end of city B, then what? Nasis lo ha'ir kula kedalat amas umashlimin lo asashar. So it's a fascinating halacha, Rav Idi says, that if my tchum ends at the edge of city B, then all of city B is looked at as dalet amas, and halacha lemaaseh, I continue to count the remainder of the tchum from there. So we'll say, so just to illustrate one more time, I live in city A. I have 2,000 amas from my home. So what's going to happen? I count my 2,000 amas. So my 2,000 amas, possibility A is my 2,000 amas end in the middle of city B. Okay? End in the middle of city B. What's the halacha? That's it. That's where your tchum ends. Let's say my tchum ends at the end of city B. At the end of city B. So if Evie says, in that case, all of the, we'll call it square footage of city B is looked at as just Dalet Amas, and you continue to count the remainder of your tchum from the edge of city B. So the Gemara says, Rav Idi said, Ein ela divrei nevius. I remember again, I want to point out, Rav Idi said this over in the name of Rav Yehoshua ben Levi. Then Rav Idi himself said, all of this are words of prophecy. And Rav said, now that's not meant as a compliment. What he's saying is ultimately, again, there's no rhyme or reason for this. This halacha, I'm saying it over in the name of Rav Yehoshua ben Levi, but at the end of the day, I don't really understand it. I don't think it actually makes sense. After all, Mali Kalsa Bechatziyayir, Mali Kalsa Bechsofir. Let's say, why is it going to make a difference? I don't understand. Why is there a distinction? If my tchum ends in the middle of city B, then halacha lemaisa, that's where the tchum ends. But if my tchum ends at the end of city B, then suddenly again, all of city B is looked at as dalet amas. Why? How do you know to make that distinction? So Amarava Tarvayu Tanani. So Rava said, in reality, we've learned both of these concepts from where Anshi Ir Gidola. So we'll say this is actually a very interesting case. This is, if you're following in the pictures, this is picture 230. Actually, the truth is you can see 229 and 230. You'll be able to see again. 229 is the concept that we just spoke about before, where the Tchum ends in the middle of the city or at the end of the city. 230 is going to speak about the concept of Ir Gidola, Ir Kitana. So watch this. It says the Gemara. Amar Rava, Anshei Ir Gidola, the residents of a large city, Mahalchin es kol Ir Kitana, could walk through the entirety of a small city. Or as we'll say in Shabbos, top of Samech Aleph, Ve'in Anshei Ir Kitana, but the residents of a small city, Ve'in Anshei Ir Kitana, Mahalchin es kol Ir Gidola. But we'll say the residents of the small city cannot walk through the entirety of the large city. Okay, so we'll say, so obviously, there's a lot to be explained over here. What exactly does this mean? So the Gemara says, my time, lam mishum dahani kalsa midasa mechatsir, vani kalsa midasa mesofair. So the Virav Idi, I'm sorry, so we'll say, so therefore again, the Gemara suggests as follows. What's the case here? The case over here is where you have a large city and a small city which border each other. So the Mishnah says, that the residents of the large city can walk through the entirety of the small city. The residents of the small city cannot walk through the entirety of the large city. Why is that? So the Gemara is suggesting, well, maybe it's the following. The residents of the large city, their tchum actually goes to the end of the small city. If the tchum ends at the edge of the small city, then what's the halacha? The entirety of the small city is simply reckoned as Dalet Amos, and therefore again you could continue to count the tchum from there. Whereas the residents of the small city, their tchum ends in the middle of the large city, and halacha lamaisa, when a tchum ends in the middle of a large city, all you have is what? Is the amount of tchum that you've measured. But Rav Idi's version of this, he says, Anshe Tani. So we'll say in Rav Idi's version of this, he actually has it the way he read it was, the residents of the small city can walk through the entirety of the large city. The residents of the large city can walk through the entirety of the small city. So how does he set up this case? Umokim la benosin. And I want to say that's talking about a case where a person actively places his Erev down, Avamodeid lotnan. But halacha lemaaseh, he does not go ahead and deal with the case of a person measuring their tchum. Now, what does this mean? Take a look at Rashi. Rav Idi, Da'amar divrei nevuah hein, anshe katanu masnisin, betarvayu tani mahalchin, umokila benosin iruva beirkid mefarish masnisin. So we'll say, so ultimately, again, Rav Idi understands this as a case of placing an erev. Now, we'll say, now halacha lemaaseh, Rav Idi will say like this, and we'll say there's a lot going on over here. So remember, before we get to Rav Idi, what the Gemara is trying to prove is the following assertion. If when you're measuring your tchum from your home, your tchum ends in the middle of a city, that's where it ends. If your tchum ends at the edge of the city, and when I say edge of the city, let's say the external edge, or for that matter, past the city, then the city as a whole that your tchum runs through, it's just looked at as Dalet Amos. Now, both say, now that's huge. That's huge. Because if the city is only looked at as Dalet Amos, that means what? That means what? You have all of that additional Amos measurement to now go forward past the city. Rav Idi understands. Rav Idi, remember, Rav Idi quoted that halacha, but he was the one who said, it doesn't make any sense to me. Rav Idi understands this braisa as reading as follows. The residents of a large city can walk through the entirety of a small city. Residents of a small city can walk through the entirety of a large city. And how does he set it up? He's introducing something else. There's a difference, I will say, when you measure your tchum just simply through walking versus when you go ahead and you place an Eruv somewhere. Rav Idi says, when you place an Eruv in a city, you become like a resident of that city. When you become like a resident of that city, then the entirety of the city is reckoned as Dalet Amos. So if I'm a resident of a large city and I place my Erev in the small city, the entire small city becomes like my Dalet Amos. I'm a resident of the small city, I place my Erev in the large city, the entire city becomes like my Dalet Amos. So the Gemara says below, is that true? Vahatnan, ulamodeid sha'amru, nosnum lo apayim ama, shafilu sof midaso kala b'ma'ara, sof ayir. I'm sorry, but one second. But doesn't Rav Edi say, doesn't the Mishnah say, that if a person is measuring their tchum, they're both saying, remember again, literally I'm just measuring out 2,000 amas. And what happens? What happens? Let's say my 2,000 amas ends in a cave. So we'll say, what's the halacha? What's the halacha? Shnozin al-apayim ama, shafilu sof midaso kala b'ma'ara. To which the Gemara says, sofa irit shvichale to lotanat. He still needed to include the case of sofa ir, the edge of the city, for that was not mentioned in the Mishnah. So both say, so fundamental machlokes, Rav Idi, although he calls Rav Yeshua ben Levi, does not seem to subscribe to that concept that he holds that where your tchum ends, your tchum ends. The only exception Rav Idi will say is if you're placing an Eruv in a city. If you place an Eruv in a city, oh, then the entire city becomes like your Dalet Amos. But if you're just measuring by foot, right, you're just walking 2,000 Amos, wherever your 2,000 Amos end, that's where they end. So the Gemara says, Om Rav Nachman, man detani anshi lo mishtabish, man detani ein anshi lo mishtabish. So Rav Nachman says, either version of the Mishnah we read works. So whether you read it as the residents of the large city can walk through the small city, but the residents of the small city cannot walk through the large city, or you read it that both the residents of the large city and small city can walk through each other, you're correct. Man detani anshi lo mishtabish demokim lo benosim. So I'll say, if you hold that the Mishnah is saying that both that the residents of both cities can walk through each other's cities, that's talking about a case where you placed the Eruv in the respective city. Okay, so if you place the Eruv in the respective city, then halacha lemaisa, the entire city becomes like your Dalet Amos. Uman detani ein anshi, and the opinion that reads it as that the residents of the large city can walk through the small city, but the residents of the small city cannot walk through the large city. Lo mishtabish, that's also not a mistaken reading. Demokim la bemodeid. That's talking about a case, ultimately, again, where you are measuring out your tchum v'chisuri mechsura v'halki katoni. And in fact, it's missing a piece, and here's how it has to be read. Here we go. Anshe ir gedola mahalchin es kala yes kol ir kitano. The residents of a large city could walk through the entirety of a small city. Ve'ein anshe ir kitano mahalchin es kol ir gedola. But the residents of a small city cannot walk through the entirety of the large city. My darling, when is that true? The modeid. But we'll say that's true when you're just simply measuring out, actively measuring out your tchum. So we'll say, so what that means is again that halacha lemaisa, well, we'll see if it's halacha lemaisa, but the idea is that if I am measuring out my 2,000 amas, where my 2,000 amas end, that's where they end. Middle of the city, it doesn't make a difference. Where they end, they end. Ava misha haya bi'ir gidola, v'yeniach es eruva bi'ir kitana. Haya bi'ir kitana v'yeniach es eruva bi'ir gidola, mahalech es kula v'chutzala apayim ama. Aye. But if you go out and you place your Eruv in a particular city, so remember again, the placement of an Eruv creates a domicile. Once you create a domicile in a particular city, then what? Then what? Then the city is your Dalet Amos. It was an incredible idea. Rav Yosef Amar, Ir Shoshevas Asasana. So we'll say, so just so you know, only because we don't have a lot of time, but I want to make sure that we're able to close out these concepts. So the Gemara says this, let me just say, Shulchan Aruch writes in Simin Tov Ches, Sif Aleph, Lefichach, Kishu Mahalich Ni Mokom Eruvo, Lemachar Apayim Amma Keneged Ha'ir, O Mahalich Bir Ad Sof Midaso, Mahisa Ir Muva Ar. You know what, actually, we're going to hold on to it until afterwards, if we have time, because it requires the next sugya as well. We'll say, but just keep in mind, I'm sorry, so much to do, so little time, but just understand what we have so far is, first of all, this concept that was introduced by the Gemara before, namely that halacha lemaisa, if you extend your tchum in one direction, it's not just the pshat that whatever ama you gain in the east, you lose in the west, but the Gemara introduced this concept that halacha lemaisa, if you extend your tchum to the east, when measuring to the west, you count 2,000 amas from your home. And if it ends in the end of this middle of the city, that's where it ends. The only possibility is where? Is halacha lemaisa, when measuring to the west from your home, it ends outside of the city, then what? Then what? Then the entire city is looked at as Dalet Amos, which then leads the Gemara to go on to this point, we'll call it Rav Edi's point, even though Rav Edi disagrees with it, that whenever measuring the tchum, if your tchum ends in the middle of a city, that's where the tchum ends. However, if the tchum ends at the edge or past the city, then what? The entire city is looked at as Dalet Amos. But that's only when you're measuring by foot. If you were to place an Eruv in a city, Erev Shabbos, then it appears that everyone agrees that halacha lemaisa, that entire city becomes like your dalet amos. Good. So an interesting case. Amar Rabbi Yosef. Amar Rabbi Bar Abba. Amar Rabbi Huna. Irsho Sheves Halsas Hanachal. Interesting case, Rabbi Yosef. You have a city that sits on the edge of a ravine. Now Rashi says over here, amok, it's very deep. So essentially, if you could imagine, it sits at the edge of a cliff. Right, of a ravine. That's a nachal, is a ravine. So what happens? We'll say, im yesh lefana daka arba'a moldedin la misfas hanachal. If halacha lemaisa, there is a daka, we'll say, we saw this yesterday, is a doorway. If there's a doorway that's at least 4 amas, now this is amas, so Siddiq Gemara is going to make this distinction, 4 amas tall, then halacha lemaisa, you could measure the tchum from the edge of the ravine. Ve'im lav, but if there is no doorway, entranceway that is 4 amas tall, then the tchum is not measured from the edge of the city, which is by the edge of the ravine, but rather the tchum is going to be measured ultimately from the entranceway of one's home. Now, we'll say, now take a look at Rashi just a moment. So let's listen to this. So essentially what it's saying is like this. If you have a 4-ama fence, right, that's really what it's in a doorway. You have a 4-ama doorway across the edge of the city that borders the ravine, then you could begin to count the tchum from the edge of the ravine. But if there is no 4-ama doorway, then you must begin to count the tchum ultimately from where? Halacha lemaisa, from your home. Now, why is that? Look at Rashi. Ve'im lav kevan de ve'isa tashmish sayu lo'havi yishuv kavua v'avale kiyoshet tzrifis. Well, this is fascinating. Because since there's no doorway between the city and the ravine, there's a danger. Because there's a danger, people won't easily access or easily use that area next to the ravine. And therefore, interestingly enough, Rashi says this is more like a settlement of huts. So remember we had last week, this concept that if you have a settlement of huts, that doesn't form a community. Rather, every hut dweller measures his tchum from the entranceway of his hut. So if you have a city that borders on a ravine, and there is no fence in front of that ravine, that's not called a community. That's called a series of homes, and therefore everybody goes ahead and measures the tchum from their home. So the Gemara says, only Abaye daka arba amos amartlan, Allah, my shnomi called daki da amod arba. But I don't suppose that when we learned about daka, doorways, remember we had this yesterday, by the ladders, but when we spoke about doorways by the ladders, it was never 4 amas. Rather, what was it? It was 4 tfachim. So why is it over here that it's 4 amas? Yet yesterday, in the latter cases, it was 4 tfachim. Amar Hansam lo ba'isa tashmishta. Hacha ba'isa tashmishta. So we'll say, very simply, the Gemara says, because the doorways were serving 2 separate purposes. In yesterday's daf, the doorway was just there to demarcate a different rishus. So really all you need is a symbolic entranceway. Here, you really need a fence, right? It's not just in the doorway. This is a wall to keep people from falling into the ravine. For tfakim is nothing. For amis will be substantive. Am Rav Yosef, minam min Allah. From where do I know this? This sanya. Hiti rebi shiu b'nei geder yordin l'cham. So this is very interesting. So let's listen to this. Really, actually, a fascinating case. So the Gemara says, fine. So Hilti Rebbe Shubnei Geder Yordan Lechamsan. So we'll say, if you see, you have a picture in Rashi, there were 2 cities, Geder and Chamsan. So both were situated on a hill. Geder was above, Chamsan was on the bottom. Rebbe permitted the residents of Geder to go to Chamsan. Ve'in b'nei Chamsan olin l'Geder. But the residents of Chamsan were not permitted to go to Geder. We'll say, listen to this. My time, why is that? Lav mishum dahani avudaka, vahani lo avudaka. So we'll say, bepashtos, there must have been because the residents of Geder made for themselves a wall. Right, they made for themselves a wall at the edges. You see that picture in Rashi. They made for themselves a wall. Therefore, again, they were able to measure their tchum from the wall and on, and that allowed them access into Chamsan. The residents of Chamsan never made a wall, and therefore they had to measure their tchum from their homes, not from the edge of the city, and therefore were unable to go ahead and enter into Geder. To which the Gemara says, "Ki asr of Dimi Amar." He said, "No, that's not the reason." We'll say first wide line, Amar. Tatrugi mitatrigi luhu b'nei geder l'bnei chamson. Now we'll say, in fact, it's because the people of Gether used to beat up the people of Chamson. So Rebbe said to the people of Chamson, don't go together. This has nothing to do with measuring a tchum. They are both in the tchum of each other. But again, apparently it was dangerous to the people of Chamson to go to the people of Gether. Umay hitir. What does it mean ultimately again that Rebbe allowed? Hiskin. He went ahead and he instituted. So we'll say essentially what he said was as follows. He said that halacha lemaisa, the people of Chamson cannot go to the people, cannot go to the residents of Gedar. Why? Because halacha lemaisa, they were in danger. The people of Gedar were a rough bunch. So therefore, but the people of Gedar could go to Chamson. That's what means in Rabbi Hiskin. Nothing to do with Eruvos. This is not an Erevin Shaila. This is a Ben Adam Lechavero Shaila. So ultimately, again, he allowed the residents of Gedar to go to Chamson, but not Chamson to go to Gedar. My Hiskin, my Shna, Shabbos. So I'll say, so I don't understand. So what does that have to do with Shabbos? In other words, if the residents of Chamson would get beat up when they went to Gedar, so why was it only prohibited for them to go to Gedar on Shabbos? It should be prohibited to go to Gedar all the time. To which the Gemara says, my Shna Shabbos, the Shchicha Ba Shechros. Because we'll say people drink on Shabbos. People drink on Shabbos. So because they drink on Shabbos, there could be a little bit of drunkenness. Because a little bit of drunkenness, things tend to get a bit labadig. Why aren't we concerned that the people of Gedar come to Chamson? They're going to beat up the Chamson people there. In other words, if we don't want the people from Chamson to go to Gedar, because we're afraid they're going to get beat up, so why aren't we afraid that if we allow the people of Gedar into Chamson, the people of Gedar will beat up the people of Chamson in their town? Tuchibos says a great line. The Gemara says, Kalba belomasya shev shnin lo nabach. Because everyone knows that a dog outside of its city doesn't bark for 7 years. Which Shabbos says sounds much better in the Aramaic. But you understand, the idea being that people are generally more timid when they are not in their home surroundings. So that even though the people of Gedar, when they're not home, you know, again, they're not really going to start up with the people of Chamson. To which the Gemara says, aye, but if that's the case, so aren't we concerned that halacha lemaisa then when the people of Gedar show up in Chamson, that the people of Chamson are going to get their revenge on the people of Gedar for all the times the people of Gedar beat them up? To which the Gemara says, very interesting, kuli hai lo kaifeluhu. While it is true that the people of Gedar are a bit more subdued when they're not at home and they come to Chamson, but if the people of Chamson do start up with them, they will hold their own ground. So Rav Safra Amar, Ir Ha'asui Ki Keshes Habir. We'll say, Rav Safra says, no, the case actually was that it was a city that was made like a bow. Chamson was a city which was fashioned like a bow. Plus we had this case, the Gemara says, and what? Ir Ha'asui Ki Keshes Habir. Rav Dim Rachina Amar, and therefore we'll say, because it was Ir Ha'asui Ki Keshes, and what happened? Rashi says over here, the two ends of the city were more than 4,000 amas apart. What happens, remember, we'll say we had this on first day's Yom Tiv. What happens when the edges of the city, the tops of the U, are more than 4,000 amas apart? You begin to count the tchum from the homes. So it turns out that, in fact, that Gedar was outside of the tchum of Chamson, and that's why they couldn't get there. So the Gemara says, Rav Dini bar Chinuna Amar Anshe Ir Gedola VaAnshe Ir Ketana Habi. So we'll say, ultimately, again, Rav Dini bar Chinuna says, no, what's the case? The case is where Gedar was an Ir Gadol, and therefore its tchum allowed them to go into Chamson. Chamson was an Ir Ketan, a smaller city, and its tchum did not extend into Gedar. So the Gemara says, Rav Kahana Masni Hachi, Rav Tivyumi Masni Hachi, Rav Safa, Rav Dini bar Chinuna, Chad Amar Ir Ha'asui Ki Keshes Havi, V'chad Amar Anshe Ir Ketan V'Anshe Ir Gedol Havi. Alright, so we'll say, so they just had a machlokes in attribution. So either way, what came out of the Braisa was, the people of Gedar could go to Chamson, the people of Chamson could go to Gedar. Three different interpretations as to why that was. Interpretation number one, nothing to do with Erevin, just didn't want that. Rebbe didn't want them getting beaten up. The people of Gedar were a rough bunch. Therefore, he says the people of Chamson, don't go on Shabbos when people are drinking to Gedar. People of Gedar could go to Chamson. Possibility two is that ultimately Chamson was a city shaped like a bow, but it was more than 4,000 amos at the edges. Therefore, again, Gedar was outside of their tchum. Possibility number three is that Geder was an Ir Gadol, a large city, and therefore Chamsan was within its tchum. Chamsan was a small city, and therefore Geder was not in its tchum. Mishnah, Anshi Ir Gadol Mahalkin is called Ir Ketana. So now this is the Mishnah we just quoted before. So Anshi Ir Gadol Mahalkin is called Ir Ketana. So the residents of a large city could go ahead and walk the entirety of a small city. But Anshi Ir Ketana Mahalkin is called Ir Gadol, and the residents of a small city could also go ahead and walk the entirety of a large city. Kate, so they will say, so when is that? Misha haya bi'ir gidola, if someone was a resident of the large city, but he actively placed an eruv. So remember again, this is the case of no sein. He actively places an eruv in the small city, or bi'ir ketana v'nasan esir v'bi'ir gidola, or he's a resident of the small city, and he actively places his eruv in the large city. Mahalich eskula v'chutzala alpayim amo. So we'll say, so remember again, whenever you're placing your eruv in a city, what happens? What happens? That city becomes like your Dalet Amos. Rabbi Kiva says no. Rabbi Kiva says no. We'll say Rabbi Akiva does not subscribe to this concept that when you place your Erev in a city, the entire city becomes like your Dalet Amos. Rabbi Akiva says, you have 2,000 Amos from the place where you put your Erev. That's it. You measure 2,000 Amos from there. Rabbi Akiva says, after all, don't you agree with me that if a person places their Eruv in a cave, that you go ahead and you measure 2,000 amos from where you put the Eruv? Amrulo, they said to him, Emasai, Bisman Shein Badiurin. That's true, and there are no residents in the cave. So the Gemara says, but yet they said to Rabbi Akiva, when there are people who live in the cave, then yes, the entire area of the cave would be treated like an area of Dalet Amos, and you count the rest of the tchum from the edge of the cave. There also you see that in certain respects, sometimes the interior of a cave is treated with greater leniency than the exterior of the cave. We'll see what that means. And ultimately, again, I will say, but when you're measuring your tchum, everyone will agree that what? When measuring, which means you're counting on Shabbos 2,000 amos, you didn't place an Erev anywhere, wherever the tchum ends, even if it is in the middle of, right? Even if it is in the middle of the cave. So we'll say, what comes out over here is a fundamental yisodistic machlokes. So again, you have the Tanakhama essentially saying that halacha l'maaseh, when you place an Erev in a city, the entire city becomes your dalet. So we'll say, now you have to understand, that is a huge halacha. It's a huge halacha, because what that does is it dramatically extends your tchum. Rabbi Akiva says, No. That is not true. When you place an Erev, what that does is it extends your tchum. You can then count 2,000 amos ultimately from wherever you place the Erev. But the city is measured just as regular, we'll call it regular square footage, regular square amage, right? There's no such thing as the entire city becoming Dalet Amos. Says Dino, say Amad Beis. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Shavas Bi'ir Chareva. So let's listen to this case. What happens if a person goes ahead and he makes his damasa, which means Erev Shabbos, he placed an Eruv in an uninhabited city. So Eruv Chareva means an uninhabited city. Rashi says, Be'er Chareva, Midiyu Reha, Ava Michitzosa Kayamo Savala. So we'll say, in this case over here, no one lives in the city, but the walls of the city are still there. So you have a mamish, a city, but no one lives there. What's the halacha? So the Gemara says, L'Rabbanon Mahalich Eskula V'chutz La'apayim Amo. So what's according to the Rabbanon, what's the halacha, Bosai? A city is recognized Dalet Amos. That's it. City is recognized Dalet Amos. So you place your Erev in a city, even if no one is living there, halacha l'maaseh, the entire city is counted as Dalet Amos, and you count the rest of your tchum from there. However, so the Gemara says, L'Rabbanon V'chutz La'apayim Amo. Hineach es Eruva Be'er Chareva, ein lo makom Eruvo, Ela alpayim amo. Yet I will say the Gemara says, the Gemara quotes another opinion. The other opinion says that if a person places their Eruv in an Ir Chareva, an uninhabited city, all they have is what? They could count 2,000 amos from the place where they placed their Eruv. Okay. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Echad Shavos ve'echad hiniach, Mahalich es kula v'chutzala alpayim amos. Suppose Rabbi Eliezer says, so just actually to be etymologically clear, Shavas means that you yourself are literally there, right? You've gone ahead and you've established your domicile. So look at these two different cases. So in case number one, there's Shavas Be'ir Chareva. a person goes ahead and literally establishes his domicile. He remains in the uninhabited city at the onset of Shabbos. According to the Rabbanon, the entire city is treated like Dalet Amos. Next case was, Hiniach es eruv ha'ir chareva. If you just placed your eruv in an uninhabited city, then what? Ein lo mimakom eruv ela alpayim amo. The Rabbos say, in that case, you just placed an eruv. Halacha lemaisa, you measure 2,000 amos from where you placed the eruv, but the entire city is not looked at as your Dalet Amos. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Echad Shabbos ve'echad Hiniach. Mahalech es kula v'chutz la'apayim ama. Wow, comes on, there's this. He says, no, whether you went ahead and what, placed the Eruv, or whether you yourself actually spent Shabbos, you established a physical domicile there, halacha l'maisa, the city is counted as your Dalet Amos, and you go ahead and count your 2,000 amos from the edge of the city. Shabbos says, so again, essentially, first opinion, ultimately, Rabbi Elazar making a distinction between Shabbos and Hiniach. If you yourself spend Shabbos in the uninhabited city, the entire city is treated like a Dalet Amos. You just placed your Eruv there, it's not your Dalet Amos, measure your 2,000 amos from wherever you placed your Eruv. Second, Rabbi Elazar saying, I'm sorry, that's Shmuel. Rabbi Elazar saying, no. Whether you placed your Eruv or you actually spent Shabbos there, halacha l'maisa, the entire city is treated like your Dalet Amos. Meisvei, Amar lahen Rabbi Akiva, Iyatem modim libinos nesi Eruv b'ma'ara. Don't you agree with me that if you place your Eruv, this is Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah, if you place your Eruv in the cave, she'in lo mimakom Eruvo ela apayim amo, that halacha l'maisa, you measure your tchum 2,000 amos from where you went ahead and placed it, right, from where you placed your Eruv, to which the Gemara says, they said to him, when is that Shrabo say that a cave doesn't count as of just Dalet Amos? That's when there are no residents in the cave. So the Gemara said, well, say, what do you see from here? That the Rabbanan ultimately, again, agree with Rabbi Akiva, that if there are no residents in an enclosed area, then halacha l'maisa, you measure the tchum from where the Eruv is. So we'll say, if that's the case, then even in an ir chariva, which is a city without residents, I don't understand, you should only be measuring the tchum from where you place the Eruv, right? Remember again in the Mishnah, the Rabbanan seem to clearly make the ability to go ahead and look at a city as Dalet Amos based on the presence of residents. If there are no residents, then you should measure the tchum from wherever the Eruv is. My ain badurin, I don't know, what does it mean when the Rabbanan said there are no residents? Ain a ru'uya ladira. It's not fit for residential purposes. So for example, a cave is not fit for residential purposes. But for example, an Ir Chareva, which is an uninhabited city, is absolutely fit for residential purposes. So Tashma, let's analyze. Shavas Pi'ir, the person went ahead and literally established his physical domicile in a city. Afilu Higidol Kantuchio, even if it's a large city like Antuchio. Or B'ma'ara, he established his Shabbos residence in a cave. Afilu Hikima'aras Sidkio Melech Yehuda. Just remember again, Sidkio made subterranean tunnels, so that ultimately, again, when the Babylonians would invade, he would have an escape route. They were large tunnels. What's that locha? Mahalech eskula v'chutz la'apayim amo. Ultimately, going to both say you could traverse the entire cave, or you could traverse the entire city, and then it's all the entire cave, the entire city is treated like Dalet Amos, and you continue to count the rest of the tchum from there. Katani ir dumya dima'ara. Suppose you see that the Gemara equates the city with a cave. Ma ma'ara chareva, just like a cave doesn't have residence. Af ir chareva, ultimately, again, the city in question also doesn't have residence. Vishavas in, and when is the city and when is the cave treated like Dalet Amos? Only if you established your Eruv with your physical presence. Aval hiniach lo. But just placing your Eruv there does not make the entire city or the entire cave like your Dalet Amos. So we'll say, whose opinion is that? So money, ilim Rabbi Akiva, might your yachareva. According to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Osei, it doesn't matter if the city is inhabited or uninhabited, afili yeshiva nami. According to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Osei, even if the city is fully inhabited, halacha lemaisa, Rabbi Akiva says you always measure from wherever your Eruv is. Elalav Rabbanon. Rather, must be the Rabbanon of a time of the Shabbos. And the reason, ultimately, again, why the entire city, the entire cave is treated like Dalaramis, is because you established your physical domicile there. So the time of the Shabbos in Aval Hiniach Lo, to which the Gemara says Lo Tema Ir Dumya De Ma'ara. Don't say that we're talking about a city that's like a Ma'ara. Ela Ema Ma'ara Dumya De Ir. Rather, I will say that it is a cave that is like a city. How so? Ma'ir Yeshiva. Af Ma'ara Yeshiva, just like the city is inhabited, so too the cave in question is also inhabited. V'Rabbi Akiva Hida Amar Ein Lo Mimakom Eruvo Ela Alpayim Ama. And it mostly reflects the view of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva in general holds inhabited cave, inhabited city, it doesn't make a difference. You always measure from wherever the Erev is. Umot is the Gemara says, Ubishavas Modi. But I will say, ultimately, again, Rabbi Akiva apparently will agree that if you establish physical domicile, that Enoch Inami, the entire city, the entire cave, could go ahead and be treated as Dalaramis. V'hakim aras Tzidkio Ketani. But it says like the cave of Tzidkio, which also was an uninhabited cave. Kim aras Tzidkio, v'lo kim aras Tzidkio. I will say it was like the inhabited cave of Tzidkio, not like the inhabited cave. How so? Kim aras Tzidkio Gidola. It was like the cave of Tzidkio in that it was large. V'lo kim aras Tzidkio, but it wasn't like the cave of Tzidkio, d'ilo hasam chariva v'hachle yeshiva. Because I will say ultimately again, in the cave of Tzidkio, it was uninhabited, but in the cave in case in question, it was inhabited. So we'll say, I'll leave this last piece, we'll finish the Perek of Meiris Hashem tomorrow on Shabbos Yom Tov, but I just want to tell you just one piece of halacha with this, because this is actually incredibly important. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, this is in Tov Ches Sif Beis, Shulchan Aruch writes as follows, Hermeniach Eruva Bershus Ayachid. If you place your Eruv in anything that is considered to be a private domain, which of Osei means a cave, a city, an enclosed area. Afilu haisa medila gedola kininveh, vafilu ir chareva, whether it's a very large city like Ninveh, or ultimately, again, it's an uninhabited city, o ma'ara haru'il durin, or a cave that is fit for habitation. What's the halacha? Mahalech eskula v'chutz la'apayim amalachol ruach. Rabbosai, again, we paskin ultimately like the Rabbanon, or really like Rabbi Eliezer, kol etapa di Gemara. Rabbosai, whenever you place your Eruv in an enclosed Rishus HaYachid area, even if it's not inhabited, as long as it is fit for habitation, that entire area is treated like Dalet Amos. So Rabbosai, which is huge. So what that means is, if you go ahead and you place your Eruv, Rabbosai, this is whether you place your Eruv, or this is whether you establish your makom shvisa with your physical presence. It doesn't matter. Either way, halacha lemaisa, the entire enclosed area is treated like your dalet amos, which I will say, of course, adds an incredible amount of space to your tchum amount. So we'll stop over here. We'll finish the last little piece. Emir Hashem b'misayim the parak on Shabbos on Shmini Atzeres. Shkoyach. Sorry for the little bit of the quick pace, but too little time, too much Torah. Baruch Hashem.